You hear that when one accepts a spiritual master, then the spiritual master, we heard, if the disciple does not finish his sadhana in this life, then the spiritual master will have to come again in the same in the next life. And I want to know if that means that the same jiva who was acting as a spiritual master in this lifetime will appear in the next lifetime. But what is the situation?
So it is said that Hajar Yong Man Vijaniyat. Suppose a jiva has begun his spiritual life under the guidance from a particular acharya. And the jeep could not attain perfection, Acharya went away. And next time he will get the next birth. In that birth also he may get help from Shikha Guru. And also after that birth also he may meet Guru. But that very jiva through which he was taken up may not come. In any other form, in any other jiva, also he may come. It may be possible. Not only that, Narottam Thakur says, his guru was Lokanath Goswami. Narottam Thakur is praying, কবে লোকনাথ মোর হাতেতে ধরিয়া সমর্পিতে রূপ সমীপে গিয়া আই অ্যাসপায়ার আফটার দি ডে ওয়েন মাই গুরু লোকনাথ উইল টেক মি বাই হ্যান্ড অ্যান্ড উইল টেক মি টু রূপ গোস্বামী রূপ মঞ্জুরি অ্যান্ড আই শ্যাল গেট দেয়ার মাই অ্যাপয়েন্টমেন্ট of service eternal in the camp of Lalita Radha Govinda. It is also possible. So only mundane figurism must not be thrust in the conception of Guru. Guru can come to disciple in any mood, in any figure, any color, any place. Any time. The connection with the, so it is said, Acharyam Mang Vijaniyat. Guru's position is extensive, comprehensive, unlimited. In any way, any form he may come. Has not come. His concern is to be benefited in your life, and not to quarrel with this guru, that guru, those gurus. In the general sense, of course, we should abide by the rules of guru, and this, every moment we shall change guru, that will hamper our cause. It is not desirable. With whole attention as we can command, we will submit to Gurudev, because I am very low and that is very high. To command my whole attention, then I can understand a little. So, all of us, to collect all our scattered mind, attention, to one point, so that it may be utilized to its highest extent, to catch the word. Guru should be thought, he's perfect. May not be perfect, but just as the child, to him the mother should be conceived as the most affectionate. so many mothers are there, but with his respective mother, that must have some special dealings and affection, and we should take the advantage of that. But suppose the mother dies, then none will come to help the child for its nurturing and well-being. Anyone may come and help the child. Even more than mother, the affection may be found somewhere else, it is possible. So we must be awake to our real interest. Why Guru? What for? What is Guru? Only not making much with the form, but the material for which I have come to Guru, what is that? We must have to understand that. We must have to calculate and realize for Guru. Sometimes, even though very rarely, Guru tag is also necessary. Sometimes, most unhappy circumstances, one has to give out his Guru. Such is also mentioned. Not happy and not very cheap. Very, very rarely, even it is possible that one may give up his Guru. Smart Guru, the Yati Goswami, the Kula Guru, the sectarian Guru, they have to be left and to come Vaishnavad Guru. Vaishnava Mantrena, Upadeshtena Mantrena, Nirayam Vajit, Punashta Vidhinasamma Gahe Vaishnavad Guru. Worshippers of other gods, they are advised to leave their own Guru and to come to a Vaishnava Guru. And in Vaishnava Guru also there is gradation. So, we must have to feel, but to come face to face with truth, for which Guru is necessary and which Guru will impart. Guru Lakshan is there, the symptom of a Guru is there, and the symptom of a Shishya is there. So, Guru, the Avadhut has 24 Gurus, giving respect. And the Sikha Guru's importance is also not undermined in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sikha Guru Teto Jani Krishna Sarup. Even we can see where there is real devotion, if we can trust, there is Guru. Higher devotion, there is Guru. Guru. And the Guru when coming to class, fight each other. Guru won't come to fight with each other. They have got their intimate connection, helping one another. That should be tight. In real position. And resentment, Guru fighting one another, that is not desirable and not of higher type. Some must mundane necessity may be there for fighting. So, it is general. I am dealing always with this, the relative and the absolute. First, the relative position. We must maintain our own position, that we may not have to go down. And next, to try for higher higher realization, advancement. That is necessary. So, our adherence to Guru, real Guru is Guru Gyan and Guru identified, and also the installment of knowledge that we have got from Gurudev. Then, if it is possible that a higher installment I may get from another figure, if I accept that is not disregarding the Guru, the higher study, Gurudev before giving me a higher training, he departed. And the higher training is necessary for me, if it is available anywhere, if I get that, what will be the harm? I am not going to kill, to behave very rudely with the Guru. Guru will be satisfied. Yes. Where is this? You have got it. The blind faith is always dangerous. Okay?
Again.
Bhajnavar. What we shall do with open eye, and the eye should have power to see, not blind eye. And the formal change is also not being necessary. Yes, I'm there. And in particular case, even formal change may be necessary. But in the general case, one must stick to Sadguru and don't leave him. Leave him. Sadharmini yadam sayo paradharmo bhayava. At the same time, sadbhadharmam, we have to adjust with this local and absolute question. It will apply in our own case. And here, no question of renouncing the Guru has come, is coming. What Gurudev told, I could not catch the whole thing. Perhaps by the help of anyone, I am getting more light and more knowledge about what he wanted me to make understand. By the help from any other place, I am getting more understanding what my Gurudev wanted me to understand. I am getting. He is not here. But if from some other source I can understand what Gurudev wanted me to understand, where the harm? Then my allegiance to him would be more increased. He wanted to me to give such and such things. But unfortunately he departed. I could not get all these higher things. But now, fortunately, from some other quarter, some light is given to my previous experience in such a way that I find what my Gurudev meant me to give, that was more and more higher. First is, Mahi kalyan kachkaschet durgatim tata vachyati. Thereby I am not going to insult my former Gurudev. Gurudev, it's a gift I could not appreciate. What he wanted to give us, I could not understand wholly. And it is not possible also. But by the help of another gentleman, I can more clearly understand who Gurudev wanted to give me. Then there is no harm, only misgivings, suspicions, and some other engagements, and some other motive that may dissuade me from such getting knowledge from outside. You must confine to the that, and don't try. If you try, to get more light from some other to understand what you have. If you do, then you are a non-believer. We don't think it is such. Okay?
Madan Manohar.
when Mahaprabhu went to Puri, there was one met Sarvabhauma, and this Sarvabhauma and his students could not accept Mahaprabhu as Lord himself. A good scholar and sannyasi, young sannyasi. Sarvabhauma proposed to his brother-in-law, Gopinath Acharya, that he is too young and now he has taken sannyas. It will be very difficult for him to maintain the whole life in this sannyasi road. All right, when it is done already, I shall try my best to help the young boy, very charming figure, and also very bright student, to help him, and always keep him engaged with Vedantic transactions, Advaita Marga, so that the world is all nothing, all Maya, is all false. The charm for anything in this world, all false. Always such things should be reminded, and then it will be able for him to control his senses and to remain in this path. Gopinath Acharya, he could not tolerate these things, statements of Sarvabhauma. Yes, Sarvabhauma, do you think that he is an ordinary young man? You have seen with your own eyes when you take him from the temple of Jagannatham, the sattvic vikar, which is not possible in human body. You yourself have seen that with your own eyes. Still you can understand who is he. He is not man, human being. He is the Lord himself. No. Young man, of course he had got good prospect, but persons like you, you will finish his career. You are all flatterers, and he will chew his head. I am not of that line. I shall try to do good to him in this way. Then Sarvabhauma stopped. And go and take him to my house and feed him with some care, and then you will come and again you will teach me. Go out. Then another day the students of Sarvabhauma, they began to make argument with Gopinath Acharya. Sarvabhauma was there. Gopinath Acharya told, you say, you think that you have got good knowledge of the Shastra, but in Shastra, Mahabharata, Bhagavat, there is evidence enough to prove that Sri Chaitanya Dev is Lord himself, avatar. But you can't put faith in him. You have no grace. Only by the grace of the Lord he can be known, not by any worldly intelligence, knowledge. Then from these students of the Sarvabhauma school, they asked that you say that only by the grace of the Lord can be known. But what is the proof that you have got the grace and we have got no grace? What's the basis of your argument? You have got grace and so you understand him to be Lord. And we have got not grace, so we can't understand. How can you prove that? Acharya kahe vastu visaye hai vastu gyan. Vastu tattva gyan hai kripate pramanam. So the question of absolute truth is coming here. Just as in Bhagavatam says, Atma parijñānamayo vivādo jhastīti nāstīti vidātmanishtha vyathupi naivo parameta puṁsāṁ matta parāmishtha dhyāṁ sarvokāta. Atma, God or Jivātma, that is self-pallial. Then that can be known by his own light, innate light. But still there are so many sections that do not believe in Atma or in God. Krishna says that this will continue. Though Atma is self-evident, self-effulgent, still to a particular section this thing or this suspicion that Atma is or not is, that will continue forever. And that only confined to a particular section. Matta paramistadhyam shaloka. Whose consciousness has deviated from his own position. First, deviation from me, my conception, and next, as a result of that, from his own conception. The deviated section, that they will always say, no, no Atma, no Paramatma. So it is like that. So we must realize that absolute knowledge. Not the form, but the substance, what is main thing. But substance and form, they have got some relationship. But mere form is not the substance. If any difference to be drawn, substance is more important than the form. So it is possible that what Swami Maharaj wanted to give you, that is something, and that can prove its real existence. So, if you get the same thing from outside, what he wanted to give you, get it somewhere else, then you have not to dishonor him. That will rather bring more honor to him. He wanted to give this, but he departed. Then I am getting further more. The basis he has given, and how well-wisher he was for us, and what valuable thing he wanted us to give. So that will increase your thankfulness, your gratitude towards him. And what he wanted to give, if it comes from some other thing, they must be friendly. They can't from opposite direction. They must be very familiar and friendly. So only it is possible that his friend can give what he wanted to give. When we cannot understand the reality, then these objects of quarrel comes to cover us. And that is most unfortunate thing.
Dinner for dinner, I mean, told to go. It's supposed to be dinner for dinner.
Blows, Kadi, that's the 했지요. 아무 생각을 하지 못했어.
주시려면?
예, 쇼트 같았지. 예, whatever you feel better, you do that. And gradually when the time will come, and then you will try to understand. Now, what you think, you do that. According to one's own capacity. And not to push and press and rubbing the something. English kiya se.
Friction?
Not friction. That unnecessary
rubbing,
tickling,
scratching,
meddling,
itching.
And unnecessary pressure or handling. Unnecessary handling. Interfering. What you feel within, you do that. And, because by only pressing to make one understand, one may not understand. He must have some adhikata, capacity to catch the thing. Otherwise he will be only waste one's energy. If we cannot catch the fine point, then it will be a waste of energy. The same thing will, no solution will come in new form. Always the same thing will come. So in this hesitation, whether this way, that way, what you think better, you do it. Sesedi kali janista, saguna parikirtita. In one's own capacity, what he can accept, it is better to follow that, to take that. Otherwise, by pressure, one may for the time being, may have a peep of something, next moment he loses, and then again in the furious condition. In that case, when we are not sure of our fair and safe progress, it is better to stand, taking the hold in the former firm position. Sadhasmi nidharam sevo, paradharmo bhaya. And when our understanding is clear, that what my Guru Maharaj came to give me, I am finding the same thing here. Why should I not take? His own courage, his own, at his own risk, he would run to take that. I have got my Guru Maharaj's thing exactly so. And he was so fine, so higher thing he came to give us. No grudge, no trouble, no quarrel. This bothering, botheration.
That is our understanding. That is our understanding that you are giving us the same
Hare
in
Krishna.
A higher level.
Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari.
If one hasn't got the natural propensity as a preacher of philosophy, should he try and develop that propensity or be satisfied in using propensities he has got in Krishna's service?
I can't understand what you say.
He says that if one has not got some tendency for preaching philosophy, should he be satisfied to engage the tendencies he has in Krishna's service?
Yes.
Or try to culture philosophical tendency?
Yes, philosophy is not all important thing. Service is all important. Faith is necessary, Shraddha, regard. regard, that is necessary for the service. That is all in all. Philosophy in the middle stage, one may have it, one may not have it. From Kanishthadhikar, without carrying this Madhyamadhikar of philosophy, one may go straight to Uttamadhikar. It is also mentioned. In the middle stage of the devotee, such philosophy is there. But from the first stage to the third, to the highest stage, one can pass without the help of philosophy. It has been stated by Shraddha. Automatically he can cross the realm of philosophy. No charm of philosophy in him. He will think, I have got my heart, my thirst is quenched. I have come in connection direct with my object of search. Janglabdha chaparanglabham manyati nadhikam yasmin situ nadukhi na guru na pijat. Jnani prayasa mudapasya namanta eva jivanti samayu. Vartam sthanishtika. Sriya sthiti bhakti mudasyati yuvu krishanti je kevala bodha labdhai. Tesham asu kleshala eva shushyati nannad jata sthula tushavagatina. Naskarma jammat pachyuta bhava parchitam. Nasubhati jnanam alang niranjanam. Utapuna sasada bhadda nishari najatpitam karma yakappara. Nadi vidu isayu napi deva udu manusha. Bhaktaham ekayagrajyam. A serving attitude can give us, can take us to the land. Bhakti. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Sevan Mukhehi Jivahadu
Shaiva. Ada Sri Krishna Namadi Novari Grajyam Indri Sevan Mukhehi Jivahadu Shaiva Nispar. Not by increasing our knowledge, but by increasing our tendency of serving the cause. That is our dedication. Whatever small position we may hold, but dedication us for the cause, we can make progress firmly. And sometimes philosophy may help to make my determination firm. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had few disciples. One of them was graduate at Jogendranath Bose, headmaster. He joined Prabhupada, took sannyas from him, and he looked our Guru Maharaj as his own guru. From Sannyas Guru and his guru, initiating guru was Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But he showed respect to Sannyas Guru. Bhaktivinoda Thakur and our Guru Maharaj from the same angle of vision. Abhinna. Same angle of vision. Respect not less than that. We have seen with our own eyes. Hare Krishna. What is the case of the person who has got first initiation from Swami Maharaj? and the second initiation from the present Acharya. What will be their case? What will be, how the Shraddha will be weighed? How much to the initiating Guru and how much to the former Nama Guru? How to see that? Some sort of difference there must be. Swami Maharaj and his disciple who has become Acharya, how they will differentiate between them and with also the brother, his god-brother and his disciple, how they will look at one another. We are so many God brothers. Many of us are making disciples in the general sense. But should I not tolerate another God brother who is also making disciples? Or my disciple won't be able to tolerate that another God brother is making disciple him? What will be the matter? In this Indian side, so many Gauriya Gurus, so many disciples of Prabhupada, they are serving their Guru in their own way, and anyhow they are mixing together in some relationship or other, not fighting with each other. So this is ISKCON's policy. They won't allow to enter any God brothers of Swami Maharaj to have disciples there. The monopoly. Do they think that it is the divine will? The divine will would be such that no one should enter where Swami Maharaj's men are preaching. None of the disciples of Swami Maharaj's Gurudev, they will have entrance in any place where they are making trade. What's the matter? So, non-accommodating spirit. We are in India, so many they are being. Mahaprabhu's time also, Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Acharya, Srivastava, so many. They had their disciples, Srinivasa Acharya, Virchandra Prabhu. They were preaching cooperatively. They were preaching, having their disciples. But this will be the standard degree of devotion that we won't allow anyone's disciple making near about us. That mentality that should be appreciated as the highest type of Guru Bhakti, devotion to Guru. That none will be allowed to enter in this place where we are. We followers of Swami Maharaj are going on. Has they got such real faith in Swami Maharaj's words? They can't keep their own position. Can't keep up their own position. Many of them are falling down. দেখিতেছি দিনে তিন অবস্থা যাহার three conditions in one day, and these men, they are puffed up to say that they are all perfect. They do not know what is perfection proper. They have audacity to say that I am perfect. Or we are perfect, do not know what is perfection. Everyone should try to be a student, to remain a student for eternity, student. No, Mahaprabhu himself does not say that he is perfect. No Goswamis have said that perfect. What is this? Jayapatakara ran to me that Jayatirtha Maharaj is showing so many sentiments, symptoms, and he is preaching that all these are divine. Should we believe that? Never. And the Shastra and the reason I proved to him, he was satisfied and told, now I will crush him, he told here. I shall crush him. This is their ability, their standard of devotional knowledge. And they come to us as that they are all perfect.
Sometimes they say, we are not perfect individually, but when all these imperfect men get together, then we're perfect.
Yes. So, number of finite can make infinite. Infinite is the sum total of finite.
It's more the case of blind leading the blind.
Oh. Do they have such faith in Swami Maharaj? Faith of such a degree to Swami Maharaj? Then appointed by Swami Maharaj so many acharya, how they came to push up by the majority? If so, then why they took them in by my recommendation? Why they crossed that verdict of majority by Maya's voice? If that is absolute, the verdict of the majority of the GBC is absolute, then why they left the absolute by Maya's voice and reinstated them in their own position? What's the reason?